You know what this is. It is an elegy for dead comrades and friends. For boys whose cheeks but yesterday were round with childhood. For good brothers and new husbands and sons you bore with so much pain. And now I stand in your stead above fresh graves where sleepers rest. I stand on a distant Pacific island and open my chaplain's service book to speak a memorial, not for them who can no longer listen, but for you.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This public service program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today, written by Morton Wishengrad, features Kermit Murdoch as Jacob Baum and Owen Jordan as the soldier narrator. Following the dramatic portion of the program, you will hear a talk by Judge Jonah J. Goldstein.
When they buried the American dead on Iwo Jima not many months ago, a Jewish chaplain stood on the edge of an airfield before an expanse of graves and helped dedicate a cemetery. The opening and closing narrations of this story are the words he spoke. Here lie men who loved America. Here lie Negroes and whites, rich men and poor, together. Here are Protestants, Catholics, and Jews, together. Here no man prefers another man because of his color. Here there are no quotas of how many from each group are admitted or allowed. Among these men, there is no discrimination, no prejudices, no hatred. Theirs is the highest and purest democracy.
I died on Iwo Jima. My name was Jacob Baum. Perhaps you ought to know why I died and for what. But that's the story of another Jacob Baum. The Jacob Baum who was my great-grandfather and who came to America from Germany. In the year 1848, when Jacob Baum was the editor of the Frankfurter Courier, the people of Europe were in revolt. And this was a beginning for my great-grandfather.
Never mind the supper, Minna. I'll be working all night.
Hot roast and potatoes, Jacob.
No time.
And strudel, Jacob. Look at the crust.
Where's that editorial?
Don't you hear me, Jacob?
Something important's happened, Minna.
Well, what's more important than a good supper?
It's true, Minna. Metternich is in flight from Austria. There's commotion all over Germany. In Cologne, Koblenz, Königsberg, Berlin. This is our chance, too.
The strudel, Jacob.
Where's that editorial? Oh, thanks, Minna. Don't wait up for me.
Jacob, eat something. You've got to eat something, Jacob. You'll get bilious.
I've decided to run the editorial, Ernst. Set it up in 12-point Gothic bold face.
Listen here, Jacob. I've got a wife.
So have I.
I've got 9 children and a 10th coming.
Congratulations. Now set up the editorial.
It wouldn't look so good if the baby was born while his papa was in prison.
You won't get into trouble, Elms.
No?
No, you're the printer. I'm responsible. I'm the editor.
All right, so I won't be arrested, but you'll be arrested.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Who's thinking of you? If you're arrested, the Frankfurter Courier doesn't get printed. If it doesn't get printed, no copies are sold. If no copies are sold, who pays me? Who pays my rent? Who pays the midwife? Who pays for my beer?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I'll pay for your beer. Now set up that editorial, Ernst. Set it up. I'll take the consequences.
Have a seat, Herr Baum.
Thank you, Herr Bürgermeister.
I'll come right to the point.
Please do.
I have ordered every issue of the Frankfurter Courier confiscated.
Why?
I don't have to tell you why. That's my order.
Was it my editorial?
We won't discuss it, my friend.
Every word was true. I said that the king gave the People's Assembly a solemn promise to recognize the national constitution.
We don't discuss it, Herr Baum.
I said that the king has failed to abide by his promise. I said that the rest of Europe is living in the 19th century, but that Prussia is still living under a feudal despotism. Is a single word of that untrue?
Every word.
Untrue?
Yes, because I say it's untrue.
Then you're a liar.
My dear Herr Baum, you are a Jew.
I will remind your excellency that I am a German.
Oh, stop being naive.
Herr Bürgermeister, when I came in, you said you were coming to the point.
Here it is. In the future, you will submit every editorial to me before publication. And?
Yes?
If you have any sense, you will be careful.
Hurry, Minna. The service has begun.
Jacob, I can't keep up with your big steps.
Good Sabbath, Jacob and Minna.
Oh, good Sabbath, Rabbi. It's my fault we're late.
Strange you should be out here, Rabbi.
I've been waiting for you.
Something wrong?
Why do you have to write things the king doesn't like, Jacob?
Somebody in Prussia has to tell the truth.
The Talmud expressly declares that the law of the land and the governors of the land must be obeyed.
I know that, Rabbi. But doesn't the Bible also declare, proclaim liberty throughout the land?
Can't you be satisfied just to be a quiet, peaceful citizen of the community?
I want to be a good citizen of the community.
Yes, Jacob, you're right. I suppose I was afraid for you and Minna.
Whatever Jacob does, Rabbi, I'll stand with him.
I think you will. Come, let's go into the synagogue and welcome the Sabbath.
Baum, you're a bigger fool than I thought you were.
Thank you, Herr Bürgermeister.
I asked you to submit your editorials for censorship.
The new policy of the Frankfurter Courier is no editorials, Your Excellency.
You think I'm a baby? Whom are you fooling? Every news story in this issue is editorialized. This one, for example. There was another bloody collision in the streets of Berlin last week. Unarmed citizens were brutally fired on by Prussian troops. The people gathered before the palace of King Frederick William, bearing the bodies of the dead patriots on litters, and shouted, Hohenzollern, take off your hat. And the Hohenzollern removed his hat. You call that a news story?
King William took off his hat, didn't he?
No impertinence, Herr Baum. I'm warning you. Watch out.
Thank you, Herr Bürgermeister.
Oh, wait a minute. From now on, not only no editorials, but no more news stories.
You make it pretty hard to write a newspaper under those conditions.
That's the general idea.
That leaves public notices, marriages, and obituaries.
Precisely. Those are the contents of your paper.
All right, if you insist. But it's going to make for dull reading.
Precisely. The duller, Herr Baum, the better. This isn't smart, Herr Baum.
You said obituaries were all right, didn't you?
Not this kind. In memoriam, German liberty. In memoriam, King William's promise of constitutional government. In memoriam, the Frankfurt Assembly. That's enough. That's too much. Go home and pack your things.
They've been packed for a week.
Excellent. Tomorrow at noon, you will unpack them in Frankfurt prison.
My great-grandfather went to prison. He would have smiled if you'd called him a hero. Like Nietzsche's hero, all he did was shake the tree when the fruit was ripe. Do you think that was a small thing to do? Well, just look at the tree he shook. Jacob Baum sat in prison for 8 months. And for 8 months, because of men like Jacob Baum, Germany was close to what we call freedom. Close because people were milling in the street and standing before the palace of the king while the king shook in his boots. And then more guns were fired, and the barricades were torn down, and blood clotted on the cobblestones. The dead were buried, and people forgot. Great-grandfather Baum was released.
I've got our passports.
What for, Minna?
We're going to America.
I'm not running away.
It won't be running away. The paper is shut down.
I'll start a new one.
With what? Our money is gone.
I'll borrow money.
Well, who will lend it to you?
I'll find someone. There's Franz Siegel.
He's gone to America.
Helmholtz.
He's dead.
Then Salzman.
Oh, it's no use, Jacob. All the liberals are dead or in exile. My sister lives in Ohio. That's where we'll go, Jacob. She sent us the money for passage. Now eat your Pfannkuchen and don't argue.
I think there was something about the American earth they loved right away. Something about the people that caught at their hearts. There was no bowing, no scraping, no formality. At first, this offended them. Then it puzzled them. Then they got used to it and liked it. And then they no longer noticed it. And they were Americans. Their sons were born, and the oldest boy learned to spell by playing with a hand type in great-grandfather's print shop. Yes, Jacob Baum was an editor again. The Ohio Free Enquirer.
How does it look, Minna?
Do you spell inquirer with an E or an I?
What's the difference? The meaning is the same. That's what I like about America. Here, everyone has the right to inquire and to doubt.
Wipe the drop from your nose and stop making speeches.
Minna?
What?
You have the instincts of a shrew, but you make good Pfannkuchen.
Jacob Baum, if you're going to kiss me, kiss me. I've got work to do. You smell of tobacco.
And you smell of soap.
I'm worried about something, Jacob.
Yes?
Mrs. Engels tells me they're speaking about your editorials on the slavery question.
Mrs. Engels is a nosy body.
I'm serious, Jacob. Promise me something.
Lady, it's a mean man who won't promise.
Don't do it anymore.
Promise?
Oh, you know what I mean. No more anti-slavery editorials.
You see that sign, Minna? The Ohio Free Enquirer.
Well, I didn't think you'd stop, but I had to ask. Be careful, Jacob. For my sake and for the children.
Jacob Baum was in America now. In America, in the 1850s, a man by the name of William Lloyd Garrison was putting live coals on paper. A man by the name of Lincoln was trying to make up his mind. And a young nation was moving steadily toward an irrepressible conflict. In the editorial room of the Ohio Free Enquirer, a boy, my father's father, stood by the side of Jacob Baum.
I pulled two proofs, like you said, Father.
Did you put the block under the mallet?
Just like you showed me.
Make sure you always do. I can't have you breaking a font of type every time you pull a proof.
What does the editorial say, Father? I can read the English, but not that.
These two lines?
Yes.
That's German. Vor dem Sklaven, wenn die Kette bricht, vor dem freien Menschen, zittert nicht. Tremble not before the free man, but before the slave who has chains to break. I learned that in Germany. But it's true all over.
That's fine, Father. People are going to like to read that.
I hope so, boy.
Aren't they?
I don't know. I just hope so.
Jacob, put your shoes on. There's a gentleman to see you.
There aren't any holes in my stockings. Show him in.
But he's a gentleman.
If he's a gentleman, he won't mind. Show him in.
Oh, all right, but he looks like an advertiser, and it just isn't right. It's not polite. It's rude. It's un-American.
To your good health, Mr. Baum.
It's good Passover wine, Mr. Mitchell. Not very strong, but sweet.
Your hospitality embarrasses me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You see, I've come to discuss a rather unpleasant matter.
Yes?
Your editorials. A group of citizens find them in rather poor taste.
Do you find them in poor taste?
I do. Don't you think it rather injudicious for an immigrant to take sides in a controversial matter?
Lafayette and von Steuben took sides during the American Revolution.
That may be, but why do you present the abolitionist case and not the other side?
Mr. Mitchell, a Jewish prophet said, Ha emes, v'hashalom, ehovu. Love truth and peace. You notice the prophet put truth before peace. But I'd be glad to print anything you give me, sir.
It's beneath our dignity to engage in newspaper controversy.
It's not beneath your dignity to criticize me. I think that's rather unfair. You're trying to stifle free debate.
You're trying to start a fire.
I've heard that fires give light.
They also burn.
It seems to me that's the chance you take when you tell the truth.
Excuse me, Mr. Baum, I'm very busy.
I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to be impolite.
Not at all, not at all. Thank you very much for the wine. Good day, sir.
Well, Heinrich, that's a sour face. Anything wrong at the brewery?
Take my advertisement out of your paper. Here, I'll pay you for tomorrow, but no more after tomorrow.
Did Mitchell send you, Heinrich?
I sell beer. People don't buy beer from people who get dragged into fights.
Was it Mitchell, Heinrich?
Why do you keep saying that?
He did, didn't he?
Listen, I've got a mind of my own. No one has to tell me that a businessman must be on good terms with everybody.
Doesn't a businessman also have to have principles?
Sure. More beer for less money in the best quality. Those are my principles.
When you die, Heinrich, I'll remember to print that for your obituary.
When I die, Jacob Baum, you won't be in the newspaper business. And unless I miss my guess, you won't be in the newspaper business next month. Mark my words, you'll be taking your sign down.
Hold the sign, Minna.
There's a drop at the end of your nose, Jacob. Here's my handkerchief.
Put the handkerchief around the sign.
Don't be sentimental. It's only a sign.
It says Ohio Free Enquirer. It's like losing a child.
No, it isn't. The sign can be put back. Now stop being sorry for yourself.
I'm not sorry for myself.
Then don't be sorry for me or for the boys.
Maybe I'll nail that sign back again.
Someday.
And if I don't, the boys will. Or their sons.
That drop is still on your nose.
I'm talking about important things, Minna.
Wipe your nose. That's important, too.
All right. It's wiped.
Now, what were you saying about the sign?
It's going up again. Perhaps in Ohio, perhaps in some other state. But it will go up.
Well, why are you raising your voice? Of course it will go up again. This is America, isn't it? I guess in America, signs like that sometimes come down.
But they always get put back again. Yes, Jacob, I guess they do.
And the sign was nailed back again. Perhaps it wasn't a big sign, but it said Free Inquirer on it. I think that's the whole story. My great-grandfather came to America and put up a sign. And 100 years later, I died on Iwo Jima for the same sign. I don't say it so well. Maybe my great-grandfather said it better. Ha emes v'hashalom ehavu. Love, truth, and peace. But first, love truth.
Here before us lie the bodies of comrades and friends, men who fought with us and feared with us. Somewhere in this plot of ground, there may lie the man who could have discovered the cure for cancer. Under one of these Christian crosses, or beneath the Jewish Star of David, there may rest a man who was destined to be a great prophet, to find the way, perhaps, for all to live in plenty, with poverty and hardship for none. Now they are dead. Let us therefore memorialize those who, having ceased to live with us, live within us. Too much blood has gone into this soil to let it lie barren. We here solemnly swear that out of this, the suffering and the sorrow, will come a new freedom for the sons of men everywhere.
Copies of the script you have just heard may be obtained without cost by writing to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Judge Jonah J. Goldstein, Judge of the Court of General Sessions, New York. Judge Goldstein.
A Memorial Day program is singularly appropriate for a radio period known as the Eternal Light Program. Because throughout our nation, we honor our soldier and sailor dead by dedicating eternal lights in their honor. Memorial Day is not only a holiday, it is a holy day. It has been since May 30th, 1868, when this day was first established for the purpose of paying tribute to the dead who fought for our country. Never was there a Memorial Day which meant as much to us as that of 1945. Many new names have been added to the rolls of honored dead since Pearl Harbor. The war in Europe has taken grim toll of our American youth, as has the Pacific War. The sacrifices of these brave men is a bitter personal loss to their families and to our country. They gave their lives on the consecrated altar of liberty. All of us wish that they had survived to enjoy the fruits of final victory. They died so that we can live. There is nothing that we can do to restore them to the realm of the living. In many instances, their graves are so far removed that we are deprived of the privilege of paying them homage with fresh flowers. Flowers, however, are merely symbols of something far more important. They represent the thought that we give these veterans on this day. Distance is no bar to our thinking of them with deep gratitude. They gave their utmost to preserve and defend our democratic way of life. They knew that what is worth having is worth preserving, and what is worth preserving is worth fighting for. They knew that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. With true patriotic faith, they went to war for themselves, for us, and for future generations. So that they will not have died in vain, our final victory must not be a hollow one. We must be vigilant to preserve our democracy. This is not a one-day-a-year job. It is an all-year-round labor of love and sacrifice. Taps is the bugle call sounded to mark the end of a soldier's day. On Memorial Day, taps will be sounded as funeral honors to mark for our soldiers and sailor dead our remembrance of them. Let that bugle call be for us a clarion call to remind us of our gratitude to them and of a renewal of our faith in our country. Our response to that call must be a supreme effort to do all that is humanly possible to perpetuate the blessings of our democracy. Only in that way can we keep faith with those who kept faith with democracy. With humility and thanksgiving, let us gather added strength by remembering those who gave their lives so that we might build higher on their sacrifice. We who survive must so live that when our call comes, we may truthfully report to them, your sacrifice was not in vain. Because of your sacrifices, the eternal light of democracy burns brighter and stronger.
Thank you, Judge Goldstein. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music is composed by Henry Brandt and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor David Putterman of the Park Avenue Synagogue, New York, sang the liturgical music. Jacob Baum was played by Kermit Murdoch, and Owen Jordan was the narrator. The entire production was under the direction of Ira Avery. This program was a public service presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and came to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. The Eternal Light comes to you from our Radio City studios in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.